Explore the miraculous event where Padre Pio, guided by the Holy Spirit, prayed for King George V just before his death. Could this signify a deathbed conversion? Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. These are the words we pronounce every Sunday at Mass, professing our faith. Padre Pio, of course, professed this same faith and desired for all people to be part of the one true Church established by our Lord Jesus Christ. He fervently prayed for all unbelievers and those who had strayed away from the true faith. Among those Padre Pio prayed for was King George V, the monarch of England and head of the Anglicans. Listen to this. On the night of January 20th, 1936, Padre Pio was in his cell with three companions. Suddenly, he interrupted their conversation, knelt down, and invited them to pray. He said, "Let us pray for a soul that will soon appear before God's tribunal." After they finished their prayers, Padre Pio asked them, "Do you know for whom you have prayed?" "For the King of England." You see, at that time, King George V was 70 years old and had been in poor health for about a year. And Padre Pio, guided by the Holy Spirit, knew that the king's end was near. On that very evening, far away in England, the doctors declared, "The king's life is peacefully nearing its end." However, before instant communication, news traveled slowly, and no one in the remote Italian village of San Giovanni Rotondo could have known the state of the king. Yet, the following morning, newspapers worldwide confirmed what Padre Pio already knew, the death of King George V. As we're aware, King George V was a Protestant. Yet, in 1910, he made a significant change to the Ascension Declaration, a separate oath from the coronation oath taken upon the monarch's ascension to the throne. George V objected to the strong anti-Catholic language in the Ascension Declaration, considering it offensive to his Catholic subjects. His insistence led to the replacement of the old declaration with a shorter, less inflammatory one through the Ascension Declaration Act 1910. And, as we just heard, Padre Pio prayed for him before his death. So, it is possible King George V converted on his deathbed. We can't know for certain, but we know Padre Pio's prayers are extraordinarily effective. Furthermore, Padre Pio firmly believed in the conversion of England. During a conversation with a former Anglican pastor, who converted and became a Catholic priest, Padre Pio declared, "England will convert, not as a whole, but in parts." It would seem Padre Pio was saying that England would not convert all at once, but rather little by little. However, Padre Pio was not alone in prophesying England's return to Catholicism. Saint Dominic Savio, the young disciple of Saint John Bosco, also foresaw this event. Aware of Dominic's gift of prophecy, St. John Bosco shared the prophecy with Blessed Pope Pius IX. And, even earlier, in 1665, the Venerable Bartholomew Holzhauser, renowned for his gift of prophecy, predicted England's conversion. These prophecies have partially come true since the reign of Queen Victoria, as many prominent Anglicans have converted to Catholicism. Cardinal John Henry Newman, Bishop Robert Benson, his father was the Archbishop of Canterbury. And most recently, in 2023, Richard Payne, a former Anglican bishop, to name a few. Even some members of the British royal family have converted to Catholicism, such as the Duchess of Kent. In conclusion, Padre Pio's prayers for the English monarch exemplify his profound concern for the salvation of every soul. Furthermore, the divine revelation granted to Padre Pio, informing of the king's impending death, serves as a reminder that God desires us to intercede in prayer for all, especially those outside the Catholic Church. Therefore, let us fervently pray for the conversion of England and for all who have strayed from the Catholic Church, with the hope that one day we may all be united as Jesus wanted us to be. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.